This episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast is brought to you by The Accepted System. The Accepted System is not just coaching, it's not just an online course, it's not a feel-good group, and it's definitely not your guidance counselor just giving you a few tips and sending you on your way. This is a proven system that helps pre-PT students just like you get accepted into PT school without wasting time or money. The Accepted System has achieved acceptance for students with above and below 3.0 GPAs. Our system trains pre-PTs to think differently so that they can ultimately fulfill their dreams of becoming doctors of physical therapy despite their fears, low grades, and uncertainty of the future. The Accepted System is a do-it-with-you 6-week program that teaches you our Accepted System method. To learn more, visit us at www.preptgrind.com and click I Need to Know More under the Accepted System. We hope to help you achieve your dreams of getting into physical therapy school. Now enjoy the rest of the episode. Hey listeners, this is Casey Coleman, physical therapist and co-founder of Pre-PT Grind. We are now adding a new segment to the podcast. We are going to add in a question and answer segment to the podcast. So yes, this is going to be like a call-in section or a call-in segment of every podcast episode. If you have a question and you want to have it answered on the podcast, you guys can now send us a voice message. We'll put that on the podcast, answer it in real time, then send it out to the pre-PT world. So we are super excited about this because we know it's going to add so much value to your pre-PT journey. Now, how does this work? How did this happen? We have recently switched over to a new podcasting platform called Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R, and Anchor gives us the ability to take voice messages from you, our audience, take those and put them on the podcast, then answer them in real time, then send our podcast out. So this is pretty cool. We're super excited about it. We know this is going to add a really cool element to the show and have you tune in more often, give you more value, and just give you another edge on your pre-PT journey to get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. So how does this work? We're going to put a link in the show notes if you guys want to read up on it, but it's pretty simple and the instructions are as follows. So number one, you do have to have the Anchor app, A-N-C-H-O-R. It should be on pretty much all smartphones. Just download the Anchor app. Then from there, you're going to make sure you're listening to our podcast, Pre-PT Grind Podcast. Just type in Pre-PT Grind. Then from there, you're going to tap the message button. It should be green. Then from there, you're going to record a voice message. It's only a maximum of 1 minute, so don't be too long or it's going to cut you off. After that, tap the play button to preview your message. Next step is to save or send or undo the message if you need to record another. Then from there, if you're sending it, enter a title, then tap send message. Then from there, we can see your message. We'll add that to the podcast, answer your message on the podcast, then publish it and send it out to the pre-PT world. And to hear your answer to your question, tune into the podcast and we will answer it at the end of the show. So this is super cool. We're going to take the best one or two questions every week on the show, answer them, and send it out so you can get your answer. So we're super excited about this. This is just another element to give you another edge to get into PT school without wasting time or money. And it'll just be super cool to have you guys call in, hear your voice, and answer your question in real time. Because a lot of times you send in text or you email a professor or you email the school and it's not really personal. So this is just another element we can add to the show to make it more personal for you and to give you more value to get into PT school without wasting time or money. So we are so excited about this. You guys can start sending in messages now if you have a question, and we will put it on the next episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your associates, classmates, all that good stuff to tune into the Pre-PT Grind podcast and to send us a question in a voice message on the Anchor app if they want their question answered on the podcast. So hope you enjoy it. Hope this gives you more value. And we look forward to hearing your questions on the podcast. Take care.
And we're live. How are you doing? My name is Joseph Gugi. I'm one of the co-founders of Pre-PT Grind. where our aim and purpose is to help you, the pre-PT students, get into physical therapy school without wasting a lot of time or money. Tonight, we have a guest coming into this group. We have Megan. Megan has been one of our winners in the accepted system, but she has a story to share with all of you. And the reason why we do that is because you're each at different points in your journey. And really, what's up, Shanahan? How you doing? Everardo, how you doing? Judy, Kitty, how you doing? I see Megan's on here as well. And honestly, the reason why we do this, the reason why we do this is because there are a lot of let's see if it'll work. Let's see if it gets her on. If it works out, then we'll have a good time. But really, you're each at different places on your journey, and we have to respect that and embrace that. And the reason, and that's why we bring in people with different storylines, different experiences, because they reflect where you're at. And when we do that, it's really empowering. Because for me, as a pre-PT, when I was in physical therapy school, really, at any point in my journey, I embraced stories of other people that had been exactly where I was. Stories of other people who had gone through the same struggles that I had gone through. Stories of other people who had seen the ups and downs that I was going through. And really having that. Oh, it worked!
I got it.
We're on! How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. Look,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. How you feeling?
Okay, good. Scared. Good.
You're going to kill it. All right. So this is Megan's first live. So she's
be easy on me.
No. We'll have a good time. It's just me and you talking. Everybody else is just watching us. That's all. What's up, F. Scott? Gary, we have Mang. We have Judy. Yo, we have a good squad here tonight. And so tonight, Megan, you're sharing your story. It's a story that's a little different from the other individuals that have come in here and shared theirs, but really one with a happy ending, even though there's a lot of ups and downs. There was moments in there where you might have felt like that was really the end of what you thought was going to be your pre-PT journey, just because of certain obstacles and family situations that you're going to share tonight. But really, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Like I always say, there are going to be a lot of pre-PTs that will be really just encouraged, but also just given hope, because they will resonate. Somebody will resonate with where you were at, with where you were at when you were at your low points, with where you were at when you were at your high points. And that's why we share stories. That's why we love sharing stories, because if we don't, then really what ends up happening is we limit ourselves to our own thoughts. We limit ourselves to our own fears, our own anxieties. And as a pre-PT, you already know, like as a pre-PT, when you feel isolated, when you feel alone in this journey, it's hard. It's hard to stay focused. It's hard to feel like you have everything you need to succeed. And that's why we're doing this tonight. So tonight, it's all about you. And before we begin, you want to tell people your how you pronounce your name? I mean, it's Megan. We already know that. But, you know, just tell people who you are, where you live. You know, let's warm up a little bit and then we'll dive right in.
Okay. My name is Megan Kramer, and I'm currently a PTA, so physical therapist assistant in Sullivan County Schools in East Tennessee.
You went from being a PTA to applying to PT school. This is going to be good. Yeah. It's going to be real good. All right. So tell us about the beginnings. Where did this desire about you becoming a physical therapist? What up, Lily? How you doing? Where did this desire, you know, really for you becoming or wanting to become a physical therapist, where did this start? Where did this originate?
Well, the first time I was exposed to physical therapy, I guess, was when I went through it myself. I was a swimmer in high school and early college and injured my shoulder. And ultimately, that's why I stopped swimming, because I was avoiding surgery. So mm-hmm. I went to physical therapy, got some strength back, but it was at the point where it needed surgery or I shouldn't continue swimming. So that was the first time I was exposed. And I remember thinking at the time, like, man, it would be so awesome to be a physical therapist. I would love to do that job, but there's no way I could ever do that. I would never pass those classes. Like, I was in a small private Christian college, and I was not doing well. My grades, like, I was just there to swim. And I think that the thing I was missing then was direction. I didn't have goals, and I didn't have direction. And so I was like, oh, I can retake those classes. Like, it'll be fine. No, GPA was not fine. So
what was your GPA?
At the time or now, like when I applied?
when you applied?
When I just applied, it was a 2.7, and that was up. Like, I have had a couple years of A's since then, and I mean, it was hardly moving ever. Like, a whole semester of 4 or 5 A's would move it like 0.1, 0.2. Man. Yeah.
Okay. I can already tell we're about to have some fun tonight. Here's the thing. I can already tell you that somebody's listening to this and be like, wow, like how in the world did she even have a shot at getting into a PT school when that was her GPA? Let's take them back a little bit.
Like, why did she even apply?
why did she even apply? But you just said you're a PTA. So one question that we've gotten a lot is like, should I do the PTA route or should I be a physical therapist? And really, they're both good routes. Yes. They're both good professions. But for you, like, tell me personally, don't even walk on eggshells. This is your story. This is your time. Like, what happened there? Because you said you were interested in physical therapy. You wanted to be a physical therapist, at least at first. Like, what made you decide to become a PTA?
Let's see. I guess I left that college and went to a different one and continued. I was in like business classes and more stuff I didn't really care about. I just thought that was what I needed to do. Like, I need to go to school and do something. And so finally I talked to my parents and they were like, yeah, take time off, like do whatever you need to do. Like, we support you 100%. And they encouraged me to get a job at the hospital in food service. And that was actually like the best thing I did because I was exposed to like treating patients, serving that population, working with nurses, working with doctors, like working with everybody. And I saw jobs I wouldn't want to do and I saw jobs I would want to do. And PT and OT always stood out. And PT mainly. And I was like, man, like that just keeps coming back, you know? And so at the time, I still was selling myself short. I was like, you know, my grades, my GPA, I don't know what it was at that point. It's probably like a low 2. And so and the school around here is like very competitive. I mean, people with 4.0s get turned away. And so I was like, well, I don't have a chance at that. But then I found PTA and I was like, well, maybe PTA, like that's close to the dream. Let's go for that route. So.
And so really you just picked, honestly, like I don't want to make this like about like PT against PTA because like I said, they're both great. But for you at that time, it was a desire to become a physical therapist, but really you were like I don't even know if that's going to work out. So let me go for something that's close to what my dream is and I'm going to be a PTA. So you did that. How long have you been a PTA for?
Since 2016. So this is my third school year.
Okay. So you've been a PTA for a few years. This is great. And so you've obviously gotten into the profession. You like it. So you're like, all right, cool. Like I can definitely see why I wanted to be a PT, but still you felt like you hadn't, like for what you wanted, for what your personal goals were, because this is what it's about. So really you made this transition where now you were saying, okay, I've been a PTA, but it's not really quite what I wanted. In terms of like, it's not where I wanted to end up being. I just, like, I really chose it because it was the closest thing to what my dream was. And it was not a bad choice. But I still feel like I want to keep pursuing what I really wanted. Like, for you, going from where you were like, well, I don't think I'm really going to, like, make it because of my GPA. Like, what was the switching point for you where you decided, like, PT is still it? Like, I need to get back into school. I need to get back into my classes. I need to pursue physical therapy. Like, I want to be a physical therapist. Like, what was it? What was it for you that gave you that switch where you're like, you know what? I'm going back into school.
Well, okay. It was a couple things. And I will say, don't like take this the wrong way from what I'm saying. The doors kept opening, but I won't say it was easy, if that makes sense. Like, the doors were opening, giving me signs like, yeah, this is what you should do. But was it easy? No. Like, it was a struggle. So I don't know how to differentiate the two of those things, if that makes sense. Because sometimes you think when you're getting a lot of, like, backlash, oh, this must not be for me. It wasn't, like, backlash, but it wasn't an easy time, you know? Yeah. And so I would say in my last clinical, one of my clinicals, I had a PT instead of a PTA as my CI, my clinical instructor. Yeah. And she would take me into the evals and she would like grill me afterward. That was the hardest clinical I had. But looking back at it, it was the best one. And she was one of the ones that said, Megan, you should be a PT. Like, I can tell you're way interested in this. Like, you totally can do it. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And she was like, you can do it. And she was one of the first people I texted actually once I got in. And she was like, I knew you'd do it. But then later on, and this is something you said, actually, I think what was the turning point to me was I thought, have I maxed out? Didn't you say that before? You got to max out. And so I wanted to, I wanted to at least try. Like, I could live with myself if I was 40 years old and I was like, you know, that would have been cool to be a PT, but I tried my hardest and they didn't accept me and I love what I do. But I had to at least try. And so I kept trying, I kept trying, and I got in, and I'm still shocked. But that's basically, I mean, like, I tried to max out, and it happened. Well, maybe not, but.
Yeah. Oh, you maxed out for sure. Then what Megan's talking about, guys, is really, how you doing, Patricia? How you doing, Cameron? Like, really what Megan's talking about is the fact that as pre-PTs, we sometimes forget that really one of the biggest goals for all of us is to max out. And what maxing out means is maxing out on your personal potential, right? So for me as an individual, I get a lot of like I can go for a lot of crazy things or a lot of big aspirations, and PT might have been one of them. But really, I'm not gonna know whether I'm not meant for it or not unless I max out, unless I do everything in my power to pursue it, right? And so for Megan, I think a lot of it, really, after talking with Megan for a long time, is really she felt like she wasn't quite maxing out before this. She felt like, yeah, like I'm kind of where I wanted to be, but I don't feel like I've done everything in my power to really max out. And what that does is when you're looking back on an experience, I mean, we all have moments where we're like 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, where we just think like, what if I would have done that? What if I would have done this? I mean, now fast forward 20, 30, 40 years, when you're retiring, you're like, did I really do what I set out to do? Did I really do what I had the potential to do? Will I ever know? And really, you can't unless you dive back in. And that's what she's talking about. She decided to max out. But it did not come easy. It did not come easy. So you went back in. You said, all right, I'm taking classes. I'm going to do whatever I got to do. You obviously got into the accepted system. That was part of your transition. You were like, all right, let me put myself around a lot of winners, you know, let me get some direction, someone that can coach me through this process step by step. And then we got partway through this year.
Mm-hmm.
Things were looking better. You were pretty hopeful. I remember we got in a few Zoom calls and you were like, all right, yeah, I know exactly what I got to do. And then application time comes. What happened then?
So it was like a week. My application was due August 15th. And on July 31st, my grandfather, who was like also a monumental part of this whole journey, like seeing his part in physical therapy, he went through hip replacement, all this. I ended up actually writing my essay on that. But he fell on July 31st and passed away on August 4th. So that was in the midst. Actually, that morning, I guess the morning of the funeral would have been like the 6th maybe, I presented my thesis for my final class of undergrad. Like, it was all just a terrible time. And I was still writing that essay. I vividly remember erasing the last paragraph and putting, like, in a terrible turn of events, Pop has passed away. Like, it was the hardest thing. And, like, having that community and having you guys to pull me through, like, I definitely wouldn't have submitted it. Maybe still would have gotten in, who knows? Like, I was heavily encouraged to go for early acceptance, early decision if I could. And so I really felt like I needed to do it right then. And so thank goodness, like, I had the accepted system, like, that whole community, and then also to look at my essay and to finally give me the go-ahead, like, yeah, turn that in. And I think I turned it in, to make it even worse, me and Pop's birthdays were the 12th and the 13th, and I turned it in, like, on his birthday, right before the 15th, and somehow made it.
Yeah. That was a tough stretch. It was, and I think a lot of times it's like for you, he was the reason why you were doing it. Like, that was your why. And for a lot of us, especially as pre-PTs, it's sometimes even hard to identify why we're doing something. I remember you even saying, should I just like write about something else? I was like, nah, like this, like it hurts. And I lost my grandfather around the same time. So we were just relating on.
Yeah.
It was a rough summer for us.
It was
definitely a rough summer.
But, I remember talking to you about it and being like, felt bad to even bring it up. I was like, man, this is just the worst.
No, we were both feeling it. And really what I just remember is just, we talked about it and I was like, honestly, like even that essay, how you wanted to just change it. I was like, honestly, like he's, that's it. Like, that's like your way of like on you pursuing your dream of becoming a physical therapist. That was your way of like honoring him one last time.
Yep.
And saying like pop's the reason why you're going to be a physical therapist and you're going to be a darn good PT.
Thank you.
But it's also because you're doing it for him. Like you're always going to be doing it for him. And I think every one of us has a reason why we're doing what we're doing. And if we haven't found it yet, especially for those watching right now, if we haven't found it yet, it might be a good idea to try to figure out why you're doing this. You know, pursuing physical therapy, really just diving into this profession. Because, is the route hard sometimes? Well, yeah, of course. I mean, Megan's was definitely anything but easy. But even when you finally got that acceptance, I just remember thinking, a first person that came to my mind was him. Because I just remembered like that moment where you almost didn't even submit that essay, where you almost like switched it up and just said, we read about something else because this is going to be too painful to go. You stuck it through and you said, no, this is why. And you and then that was really, that might have been what got you in.
Seriously.
And really understanding that our stories are everything. Our experiences are always for a reason. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Sometimes it's really frustrating. And if you're watching right now and you're kind of frustrated with where you're at, like it happens. Shoot, I saw it with Megan a few times and really just having people around you that are like ready and willing to continue to push you through those moments, to guide you and show you what that's right now. That's how you get locked into a PT program. Because getting in is just getting harder. It is like rules. They're adding more rules. I know there's a lot of like general advice from like school counselor. I mean, whatever. Like it's all there. But really now, it's really honing into your experience, your story, and understanding that if you do it right, and if you stay true to what your journey is, and obviously there's a lot of other tweaks in terms of classes and grades and all that stuff. But really just knowing that you're on this journey for a reason, understanding your why, like Megan did, and really having a team that's ready to support you, like that's how you lock yourself into a PT program. So, like I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You did it for him. You did it for yourself. You did it for your family. But you also maxed out. You chose to max out. If there is any lesson we're gonna learn tonight, it's to do what?
Max out.
If you feel like you're like cutting yourself short, you feel like pulling away, it's like, oh man, this thing is too hard. I've applied one time. I've applied two times. I've applied three times. I've taken the GRE one time, two times, three times. It's not working out and you're ready to pull the plug and find something else that just doesn't quite fit the mold of what you're in. You're not maxing out. So really it's figuring out how can I still get over the hurdle? How can I still get over the hump? We all have our obstacles. Sometimes it's familial. Sometimes it's tragedies, like what happened this summer. Sometimes it's grades, like what you experienced as well. Sometimes it's just our own mindset. Like that's what I struggle with sometimes. Just knowing, like, can I stay locked in long enough to see what's on the other side? Or am I going to pull the plug too short because I'm assuming that it's not going to go the way I want it to?
And let me say, too, that being in the group, like, really helped me because I must say, and you guys could probably relate to this, chemistry and physics, that's have been what I've been working on the last, like, 2 years because that was the main thing I missed. Yeah, that's just not enjoyable at all, especially if you're minded like this. Like, my husband helped me through both of those. He's an engineer, and he loves that kind of thing. Yeah, I do not. Oh my gosh. And so being in the group like really helped because seeing everyone else working hard, like it wasn't the same as like going through your Facebook feed and people, you're like, oh, they're at the beach. I would love to be at the beach. Like maybe I can just slack off and go to the pool this weekend. Like, no, you need to be surrounding yourself with people who are also killing it and also working hard. Cause that really kept me going. And I remember talking to you and Casey early on about my grades, and you guys were like, never discouraging, but you were like, yeah, we need to find other ways to shine. Like,
yep.
just because you have these grades doesn't mean you're not going to get in, but you got to outshine people in other ways. And so I knew that, like, for one, the prereqs, because that's basically how I got in, was my last 60 hours.
Yep.
The prereqs were very important, like staying locked in on physics and chemistry. I got 2 A's in physics and an A and a B in Chem 1 and 2. So I just feel like those things were crucial too, like who you're surrounding yourself by, like what you're feeding your mind, what you're thinking about, what, how are you being motivated? Because some of those, I mean, that's just kind of a drag for the physical therapy minded person, I hate to say. So
it is. No, it really is. And you hit it right on the money. And as we close tonight, what's one thing you would say? You've gone through this journey. You've decided to max out. You're currently a soon-to-be DPT student. Let's go. What would you say to somebody else that's exactly where you were 5 months ago, 6 months ago, 1 year ago, who is on their journey? It doesn't matter whether they're being a, like, they're a PTA and they're trying to get up to being a physical therapist. It doesn't matter whether they're in college right now. It doesn't matter whether they're traditional, non-traditional, wherever they're at. Like, what is one thing? What is one thing? If you look back on your journey, what is one thing that you feel like, okay, there's this one thing that pre-PTs could get, they would be a lot better off. What's your one piece of advice before we close tonight?
Man, I would say two, actually. Can I say to always have goals and keep them clear? Like, because that was one thing that I think I was lacking early on. Like, I didn't have the goals. I don't really know. I was just kind of messing around in college, like not, like just going because I thought that's what I needed to do. So, like, have your goals, have them clear, write them out. Make milestones, like figure something out for that. And just never give up. Like, don't sell yourself short. Like, you guys can all do this. If I can do this, like, I was literally making C's, D's, and F's for a while. 2.7 GPA. Like, you can do it, but don't give up. And don't sell yourself short, because that was my thing. I needed them to shut the door for me. If I wasn't to be a PT, I needed them to tell me that. Like, and I would have applied multiple times, but you know what I mean? Like, it had to come from them so that I knew it was out of my... out of my reach, out of my hands. I did what I could. I did my part. So.
Beautiful. That's it. I love it. I love it. You have absolutely killed it. You're going to be an amazing physical therapist. And for those listening, we have a pre-PT winner coming in every single week for at least the next month. At least the next month, maybe a little bit longer. And so we have another winner coming in next week. And the week after that, and the week after that. The bottom line of doing this is we want you to see other people's stories, other people's experiences, see it through their eyes, because where you're currently at, they have also been. And instead of just listening to Casey and myself, just give you value and encourage you and really give you a lot of like knowledge in terms of how to get through this hurdle or through this journey of becoming a physical therapist from being a pre-PT currently, we want you to hear from other people who have done it, who have lived it, who have gone through the struggles, the frustrations, and they have come out on the other side as successful applicants. And that's where you need to be. That's where you need to be. If this is your dream, go get it. Have a great evening. Thank you so much, Megan. You absolutely killed it. Let's go for the first live stream. Everybody else, have a great evening. Bye.
This episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast is brought to you by the Accepted System. The Accepted System is not just coaching, it's not just an online course, it's not a feel-good group, and it's definitely not your guidance counselor just giving you a few tips and sending you on your way. This is a proven system that helps pre-PT students just like you get accepted into PT school without wasting time or money. The Accepted System has achieved acceptance for students with above and below 3.0 GPAs. Our system trains pre-PTs to think differently so that they can ultimately fulfill their dreams of becoming doctors of physical therapy despite their fears, low grades, and uncertainty of the future. The Accepted System is a do-it-with-you 6-week program that teaches you our Accepted System method. To learn more, visit us at www.preptgrind.com and click I Need to Know More under the Accepted System. We hope to help you achieve your dreams of getting into physical therapy school. Now enjoy the rest of the episode.